ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000, and ESPNChicago.com.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Vince Clemente from ERC Delivery couldn't make it with us this week. But if you call us at 312-332-3776, you get into a drawing. We're giving away a box of 2015-16 Hoops basketball, two autographs per box. You've got some big-time, big rookies in the NBA this year. Porzingis stuff is going for a ton. One of his Hoops autographs, numbered to 25, sold for $650. You've got Towns, Okafor. So it's a good year for NBA rookies. And the winner will pick at the end of the show. We'll still have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com, and they will deliver the prize to the winner free of charge. Bill Huggins, I checked HugginsandScott.com. And you've got the items starting to roll on your website. Boy, you've got a great start with some really great items on there. I noticed one biggie, the actual football thrown from Johnny Unitas to Raymond Berry for a TD pass in the 1958 NFL championship game with a $10,000 minimum bid. That's got some neat provenance with it, too, a letter from Raymond Berry. I bet that was cool when you got that baby in there.
Oh, yeah. That was can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. That was a great item that we acquired here. There's almost nothing to compare that to as far as the ceiling goes, but I would bet we have some bidders who would be thrilled to own that item. Hey, just by the way, we have Kevin Hefner with me this morning.
Oh, very good. From Historic Autograph Company.
From Historic Autograph. And I'm gonna let Kevin say he's got another little giveaway thing for the end of the show from one of his products. So I'm going to put Kevin in.
Okay. You know, that's funny because I had a note here that I think it's due in stock this Wednesday. The Historic Autographs Company Casey's Juggernauts product is due in Wednesday. That looks like a winner, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom. That's what we're giving away today.
Oh, whoa!
The promo box. It's the same as all the other cards, except for the cards say promo on the flip for PSA, but it is an authentic autograph, authenticated by PSA with an original gum card from either anywhere between 1948 and 1955. We called it Casey's Juggernaut because, of course, those were the years where Casey Stengel had the five straight championships and went to the World Series something like 7 out of 8 years or the 6 out of 7 years, something like that. But, yes, what we're going to give away today is a sealed box of the 2015 Historic Autographs, Casey's Juggernaut Originals. And I did want to mention, because I know you always ask, Civil War is coming out this year. I just sent out the solicitations. It will be released the week after Christmas.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's a big month. I think I'm getting the Casey's Juggernauts in at Triple Crown in Naperville on Wednesday, and I've been talking to some people about it. I've got a lot of customers. Can't wait. Now, that's going to have an original card from late 40s or 50s and a corresponding cut signature of that player, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Using 1948 to 1955, you can, you know, it's only one card company that we used. But what we did was we took all the Yankees from each set, and that would make what is considered a complete set from that year. So say you have a 1948, you want to do the 1948 set as a complete set on the PSA registry. There were 10 Yankees in that set. So what we did was we created a program that anybody that completes a set, just the year, it could be the 48 year or the 49 year or the 50 year and so on. If you complete the year, there are cash prizes. You keep the set, but it's an incentive to complete the set.
Oh, wow. That's a great...
Like the 1948 set has 10 cards.
Uh-huh.
Your cash incentive is $200 from Historic Autographs to complete that set.
Wow, that's...
All you have to do is get 10 cards.
That's a great idea. That's a great incentive for people. I like that. I gotta figure out what year I'm going to try to put together.
But now, remember, you have to have it on the PSA registry
okay.
prior to March the 1st.
Prior to March 1st.
It must remain on the registry until after the contest is over.
Okay, very good. Wow, that's it. Now, you've got how many different mantles are in there?
A lot.
A lot of mantles, huh?
Different mantles. Now, because of the you know licensing issues, I can't talk about card companies. But what I can say is the 51, there are five, or at least five of every card. 52, there's five. 53,
whoa,
which has two different cards that feature mantle, both have autographs of mantle. So there were five of the one card and 10 of the other. 1954 has 10, and 1955 has 11. And there's a total of 46 Mickey Mantle cards, and we produced less than 1,900 boxes.
Wow. That's unreal. Plus, you have guys like Yogi Berra and Whitey Ford that you can get out of there. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, the 51 Berra, I mean, 51 Ford, we have, I think, 12 of those. So we made sure to load up on the better, you know, names. You know, of course, there's going to be your Tommy Burns and Jerry Coleman's.
Right.
But in the climate of today, even so, these Yankee autographs, and I know because I just bought quite a few of them, are all either drying up or just not selling for small amounts of money anymore. Common players were costing me on an average of $10 an autograph when they used to be two and three. So I think, you know, the Casey's Juggernaut treated properly is going to be a collectible that, you know, you can have fun with. But also, once you put that set together, if you're a fan of the, you know, 48, 49, or 50 team, you're not worried about the mantle cards. But, you know, like doing the 51, you would have the Whitey Ford in there, which is his rookie and an amazing card in its own right. You know, you have 51 Mantle, you have Jackie Jensen, Casey Stengel. Don't forget, even guys like Bill Dickey and Johnny Mizer in there as Hall of Famers, you know, along with Rizzuto and Berra.
Yeah, boy, that's going to be something. That's going to It's great timing coming in before Christmas. Talk about a good Christmas gift for somebody who likes – either a Yankee fan or just a vintage collector. That's an awesome. The price range isn't that bad either. At retail, I think they're around $120 or so. So I think they're going to sell quickly. I can't. They're still supposed to be shipping this week also. Is that correct? Where they'll be in
stores? Shipped. We did all our shipping. Finished. My staff finished up late on Friday. Everything is at either FedEx or UPS, depending on what we use for certain distributors. And that's why today I'm giving out a promo card because, you know, if it gets shipped tomorrow, I don't want somebody to get it before the regular ones come out.
Now, how are we going to work this? Maybe what we should do is just have one winner. Are you gonna ship it, or are you going to ship it to Vince?
I'll ship it for you, Tom.
Ship it directly to whoever wins. So how should they contact you? Is there an email for the winner that they can contact at the end of the show when we announce the winner?
Tom, they should contact you, and you make sure that we have the only reason I say that is I don't want to get two or three emails from people saying I was the winner.
Okay, yeah, that's very good. Okay, that's a good idea. That's how we'll do it. And, you know, Bill Huggins, going back to that the Raymond Berry football that's going to be in the Huggins and Scott auction, you know, many people that's widely known as the greatest game ever played. A lot of people think that's what after that game when football really took off. But as far as being the greatest game ever played, I played in a 16-inch softball game, Bill, in the 80s. That I don't know if enough people had seen that. That might have challenged that title.
But there's supposed to be there is rumor that there are three footballs from that game. One is in the Hall of Fame, one is in a private collection, and then there's this. And this is supposed to be the nicest.
It's awesome, too. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, on their homepage, there's a couple of things that'll pop up, and it'll show previews of some things, but you got to see this, the Duke football, and then the letter from Raymond Berry in there. It's really something else. Okay, we've got George from Mount Prospect is on the line. What do you have there, George? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm glad you were talking about the Yankees because I was a big Yankee fan way back when because my older brother always took the hometown Chicago team. So I told him I'm just going to take the top team and beat you up. So I was a big Yankees fan. It was nice to hear Mickey Mantle. And don't forget, Bobby Richardson was a top guy too, you know.
Oh, yeah, around 19. I think for a long time he had the World Series hits record in a 7-game series, Bobby Richardson, actually.
I think that may have
been passed up, but... Yeah, he was good.
Right. Well, what I got for you is a pair of Michael Jordan shoes. Now, these were before the Air Jordans. They're white and red, and it's size 11. So I'm not sure.
There's
no autograph on them or anything like that.
These are a game-worn pair of shoes, you think, George?
No. I don't. I think somebody just bought the shoes, and then they for some reason they got tired of them, you know.
Really? So these were like early 80s, I take it.
Yeah, really, before he even won any titles.
Bill, I'm not a shoe guy, but do you know anything about the value of pre-Air Jordans?
So these are just, George, these are just a pair of Nike sneakers. There's no logo on it, or anything
There might be some type of a logo on there, but...
Well, there'd have to be something with Jordan, either Jordan's name or something on him, right? Or how else do you have the Jordan connection?
Well, they're red and white, you know, those famous colors.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Would there be any value to those, Bill?
It sounds to me like they may just be a pair of Nike sneakers that were... red and white. If there's no connection to Jordan, it would almost be tough to put a year on it and to connect it to Jordan. They may have been something that was put out by...
Yeah, I think we just lost... we lost Bill, but we didn't. We still have the caller on here, so somehow there's a... When we hit the X button here, we're losing the wrong guy. So I guess Bill Huggins will have to call back in. But anyway... going back to HugginsandScott.com, now let's see here. There's I know for the February auction, there's going to be a 1960 Leaf baseball set, a vintage Notre Dame sideline jacket that got dropped off at T-Crown, real nice item. And we had people can bring stuff in to Triple Crown during the week. I sent in, we had a call a couple of weeks ago from a listener who had a giant golf ball signed by about 19 celebrities, including Jordan, Elway, Gretzky, Dr. J, Urlacher. And that's going to be in the February auction. It was JSA authenticated. And he also dropped off, which it turns out there's not enough value to send these along, but he dropped them off at T-Crown anyway. He had single signed baseballs of one said Ken Osmond. I'm like, who is this? Is this one of the Osmonds, like Donnie and Marie? It's like Ken Osmond. The other one was the Beav. So it was Eddie Haskell and the Beaver. He had single signed baseballs. I've got those on display at Triple Crown now. But I looked up some of the characters in that. Tony Dow, who played Wally, is 70 years old. Jerry Mathers, who played the Beav, is 67. I had a Harley on Twitter sent me, I had tweeted a picture of the baseballs. He sent me a message that he wanted to know what the actual ball that Beaver and Ward played catch with at the start of the show would be worth, if you could authenticate that. Bill, if there was ever any chance for that, I think that'd be a pretty expensive ball, don't you think?
Yeah, especially signed by the whole cast or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would be big. I think Hugh Beaumont, who played Ward, died in the early 80s. So, yeah, if you had a cast-signed item, any item, but if that particular ball, that would be huge. Okay, we've got Superman Todd is on the line. What do you have, Superman?
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Just wanted to find out. I have a buddy that used to live down the street from the Falcons equipment manager in the early 90s, and he's moving up this way, and I'm going to help him. But for me to help him, he's going to be giving me a game-issued Favre Falcons jersey. Just wanted to see, you know, see what you guys thought on what that might be worth.
So this is a game issued, but not game worn, like in a preseason game or anything at all. What? Give a little more info on it.
Yeah, it's a game issued Favre Falcons jersey.
Which, if people don't remember, that was actually the team that drafted Favre was the Falcons.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those, Bill?
Gosh, I don't remember us having a. I've seen some signed Falcons jerseys, but not a gamer from far. How long was he with the Falcons?
Just the first year. Was it a first full year, and then?
I don't believe it was. I don't even remember if it was a full year. I'm not positive.
Yeah, I mean, at the
it was
break,
the 91 season, but he only played in two games.
Okay, so I wonder if that was actually a game-worn jersey then. Well, it's time for a short break here. I'll look up his stats at the break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We have a great prize to give away from Historic Autographs Company this week, and Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs is on as a guest, along with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auction. So give us a call with a question about the value of an item, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week, but we do have Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs Company on with us. Kevin's product, Casey's Juggernauts, is going to hit stores this week. Kevin, did I hear you correctly that there's over 40 different Mickey Mantle original cards with cut autographs that you can pull out of this product? Am I hearing you correctly?
Well, there are six different Mickey Mantle cards, but a total of 46 different Mickey Mantle examples, if you understand what I mean.
Wow, yes, wow.
You know, like the 51 vote of the 51 rookie is, there are five examples of that singular card, all with real card, all with real autograph. Autograph authenticated by PSA, and that's how it comes in the holder.
Yes, and then if somebody wants to try to make a particular year, get all the cards that you offer for the Yankee team sets with the autographs in that, you can get in the PSA registry with that, and then you get into a contest with you, correct?
It's not really a contest. Every box will have information on it. There's
okay.
A complete checklist. And then what I did was I broke the checklist down to, it'll say, you know, cash rewards. 10 cards for the 48 equals $200. And again, the person keeps the set. They just register it. And as long as that set stays on the registry to the end of the contest, or, you know, until March the 1st, they have to keep it on the on the registry until March the 1st. So I can see all the cards stayed in the same set. They will get $200 check.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. Each year is a different value.
That is awesome. That is a great idea. When did you think that up? Was that before you even put it together, or were you already working on it and you came up with that idea? I like
that.
Well,
we've done this with other Originals products.
Okay.
We actually gave out two $1,500 rewards prizes when two of our customers put together the 1941 Play Ball Originals.
Okay. Yeah, that Wow.
It's a way to entice people to put, they want the set anyway.
Yeah.
It entices to get it done a little faster and, you know, get something back for it. You know, they keep the set and the money.
Well, if my Twitter ID is T Crown Tom, if anybody who's opening these up at Triple Crown when they buy them, if they actually open them there and they want me to tweet a picture of their item, I will. I can't wait to see some of these that come out now. And Bill Huggins, I wanted to tell you something. If anybody ever contacts you or coming up this next month or so and wants to get a Stephen Curry 2009-10 National Treasures Rookie Auto Patch numbered to 99 in one of your auctions, definitely take it. One BGS 95 Auto 10 just sold for $9,000 on December 2nd. Steph Curry and the Warriors are hot. They've got a thing in the Tribune now, Chasing History, where they're doing an update after every Warriors game where they're on pace, obviously on pace right now. They haven't lost yet, but they're comparing them to where the Bulls were from their 72-10 years. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But Steph Curry is certainly fun to watch. There's no doubt about that, and the Warriors are. Walt from LaGrange is on the line. What do you have there, Walt?
Well, I got a couple of things real quick. I got an Arthur Ashe autograph that I got after we played a tennis tournament in 1971 at Northwestern University. And I've also got a Maple Leafs program. It's got like three deceased Hall of Famers on it, Punch Imlach, Johnny Bower, and Alan Stanley.
That's cool. What did Arthur Ashe sign?
Well, here's what happened. He I went to watch him play, and I bought a program there, and they had little page articles on all the players. So the next day, he was a guest at the country club I worked at in Deerfield called Briarwood. Mm-hmm. And I waited by the 18th green after he finished his round, and he signed the I took the picture out that that was in the program.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Arthur Ashe autographs are pretty good, guys, right? I mean, could you give an estimate on a photo signed in 1971 of Arthur Ashe?
Yeah, I mean, you're based on what it is. I mean, if it was a signed tennis racket or a signed other thing, Walt, it may be several hundred dollars. I would guess a picture out of a program is probably $100, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, yeah, that's about what I was thinking also. Neat item. And what was your other one now, Walt?
It was a Toronto Maple Leafs program from early 60s, signed by Johnny Bower, Alan Stanley, and Punch Imlach. Those are all Hall of Famers.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What do you think in the $100 to $200 range on that one?
I think you're probably right in that area, yeah, depending on what the program looks like.
Yeah, some of those programs are neat displays anyway. Yeah, go ahead, Walt.
It was the Maple Leafs always usually had color photos on the front. It's a gorgeous. It's got Maple Leaf Gardens and beautiful blue block letters on top, and underneath it was usually either a color photo of an action shot from a game or an individual player. And the one I have is a picture of David Keon skating from behind the net. And Imlach had a really cool signature, and Bower and Stanley had those guys back in those days had really nice signatures.
Oh, yeah.
And they were very, very legible. And I used to hang around gate 3.5 at the stadium with a lot of other guys I used to see all the time. And we used to get autographs before and after the game. So
I have a feeling they don't teach handwriting in school anymore. I think the guys just make up and do whatever they want. It's definitely not like it used to be, that's for sure. But, yeah, that's. Did you say that was full color or black and white?
No, it was full color.
Yeah,
it's a real, real nice. Toronto had great programs.
That would be a neat framed item. If you want to get Art and Frame in Naperville, it gives a 10% discount to our listeners if you're thinking of getting something like that framed.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I had a guy stop in yesterday who had some cards with him, and he goes, "What do you think? Is there any value to this?" He had one of the nicer Pete Maravich rookies I've ever seen. Not graded. He had it in a nice holder, and he goes, "Yeah." I go, "Do you have anything else like this?" He goes, "Yeah, I got four of them." He's got four Maravich rookies, and then he has a Terry Bradshaw rookie. He said he had five Bradshaw rookies, and then he's got a bunch of comic books that he said he's got some Batman, Superman stuff, a couple first edition things. And I think he's going to be putting it all together, Bill, I don't know if it's going to be in the February auction, but this Maravich was gradable for sure. It'll be interesting. Now, if somebody brings in, just for so listeners who maybe have never heard the show before, if they have a real nice vintage card that they want to run in a Huggins and Scott auction and they want you to get it graded for them, can they request the grading company? Or how do you work that with consigners when they send in something like that?
Well, they certainly could request the company. However, you know, it's based on what the card is, almost dictates where it should be sent. I mean, there are, of the three major grading card grading companies that we use, being PSA, SGC, and Beckett, all three of them kind of have a little niche that works. I mean, Beckett is the new cards, the shiny cards.
Right.
You know, PSA, the stuff we send to them are for higher grades, is the stuff that is on the set registry stuff that you're going to get. And SGC, we kind of use them for the odd issue stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem
the
to not be big.
Staple set.
They're big with, like, tobacco-era cards, too, it seems like, with the SGC is well-known for that. But, yeah, if you've got something that's nice enough that it can be high on a registry, PSA is tough to ignore as far as that goes. We've got some more people waiting here. We've got John from the South Side. Thanks for calling, John. What do you have today?
Hey, guys. Happy Sunday. I got a it's a 1991 Bulls. It's a replica stadium. It's like a cardboard stadium, and you it looks just like the United Center. And you open it up inside, there's a VHS film of their first championship season.
Hmm. Now, that's one that I haven't seen. I'd like to see a picture of that one. How big is it?
It's about 2 feet long by about a foot and a half wide by about a foot and a half tall.
Huh.
And you open up the top, it kind of swings open.
Really?
And it shows all the seats, and it kind of goes down in the center to the size of a 9x7 VHS tape. And inside of there, right where the basketball court would be, is a VHS tape. And you pull it out, and it's the highlights from the first Bulls championship.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So did you buy that as a display in a store or something? How did you pick that up?
It was given as a promotional thing from United. Like all the employees from United got it.
Oh,
like
okay.
I happened to get my hands on it.
So you weren't a United employee, but somehow you got your hands on it anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Bill? That's kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Is it signed by anybody or no, John?
No, but it's in good condition. Like it looks just like the United Center, a little replica of United Center. It's not signed by anybody. But it's in real good condition still.
Wouldn't you think that might be something to try to get that team to sign? That would be, they're all still.
If there's place, yeah, if it would display well signed, it sounds,
yeah.
That sounds neat.
Yeah.
I have no clue on a value on something like that.
Now, would that be something you'd even want to try, or do you think it wouldn't have a, you know, as far as a potential value, is that something you if he sent it to you, which would probably be very difficult to ship it, it sounds like.
The ship, yeah. That's my only concern.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be tough. It's probably more of a type of thing where, you know, you'd have to display at a larger store or something like that in the area, I suppose. Well, it's time for another short break here.
There's a store in Naperville that could probably put it up.
Yeah, I don't quite have the room for that. I don't think at T-Crown, Triple Crown in Naperville. Now, people do bring in some really neat stuff. My Twitter ID is T-Crown Tom. I tweet pictures of things a lot, and if we do talk about them on the show, you get in our weekly drawing. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We're giving away a great prize from Historic Autographs Company this week. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week, but Kevin Hefner of Historic Autograph Company is on with us. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we have a great prize from Historic Autograph Company to give away this week to one caller, or if you tweet an item at T-Crown Tom, that we use on the show. Jack from Downers Grove emailed me this week. He's an avid listener to the show, and he has a Sears Ted Williams Signature Sport Racer 10 speed bicycle. Wondered the value. He updated most of the parts, shifters, handlebars, stem, wheel, saddle. He thinks it's from around 1965. I looked up some things. It looked like it was about 100 to 200, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to try to call somebody that looks like they carry vintage bikes, and I contacted Ron from Nearly New Bicycles in Chicago, who was very helpful, and he was right with me on it. He said they're not as valuable as the old Schwinn bikes, and it's about 100, probably in the $150 range. So neat item, but not worth a ton. All right, let's get right to the calls here. Now we're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we've got Bob from Lincolnwood is on the line. What do you have there, Bob? Hello, Bob. Are you with us?
When I was a little boy hanging out at the Del Prado Hotel in the 50s, where the American League ball players stayed, I got on an autograph book, Connie Mack's autograph.
Oh.
And I just wonder, you know, if that's worth anything, if I should hold on to it or whatever.
Oh, sure. There's value to that. Now, so it's on a single page in an autograph book?
Correct. He was, yep. I was 6 years old. He's eating dinner at the Del Prado Hotel. My uncle says, go get that old guy's autograph. I didn't have any idea who he was.
That's cool. Mack. Now, I take it it's a nice, still a nice bold signature at this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's in perfect condition. It's like he signed it yesterday.
What does a cut of Connie Mack go for now, guys?
Mack was actually an avid signer, and knowing that you got it in person and you met him, I'm not going to, you know, say if it's authentic. His daughter actually signed a lot of his stuff for him, very close signature.
Really?
But Mack did enjoy signing, especially for the youth, especially for the young ones. And so it's a little more common, and since he wasn't a Hall of Fame player, he was just a Hall of Fame manager, and maybe one of the top, five managers of all time, his autograph does have value. But on an album page, I would roughly say between $200 and $250 if it's clean and single signed.
He's got kind of a cool signature, too, I would think.
Well, Bob, yeah, it was upside down. Everything was upside down. His M looked like a W.
It would be a nice display, to present it, have it on display at your house, if nothing else, too.
I got one other, by the way. I got Ty Cobb's that's on an autograph, a picture of him, like in the 50s when he was in Las Vegas. Is that worth anything? I'll let you guys go there.
Yeah. Didn't Cobb used to use green ink a lot?
This wasn't green ink.
It was in green ink?
No, was not.
Okay. Yeah. How about a signed photo of Cobb from the 50s?
Now, is it a magazine photo or like an 8x10, a 5x7?
It's like a photo, just a photo of him. I mean, it was a picture of his face. I don't know.
A value on Ty Cobb is a lot more than Connie Mack. There's a lot more contributing factors. If it's a true 8x10 of him in his playing days, you're probably close to the $3,000 range. If it's a magazine photo,
okay.
Go ahead, Kevin Hefner.
If it's a magazine photo or something smaller of him not in his playing days, you're still looking at more than $1,000. But the pinnacle of that would be a picture of him in his playing days. That's an 8x10.
Yeah, very
okay,
good.
Thanks.
Yeah, that would be a great Huggins and Scott auction item there also, Bob. The Ty Cobb photo.
I already used them once. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Very good. Speaking of nice signatures in the February Huggins and Scott auction, there's a Christy Mathewson single signed baseball from his 1921 Polo Grounds testimonial fundraiser. Bill, can you give a quick background on what was going on at that time? I guess Christy signed a few baseballs on that day.
Yeah, this was I believe it was from the last game that he pitched. His 373rd win was that day. And it was also, I think, Chief Bender's last game, but however he lost. So,
wow.
There's a whole story that goes behind that ball, which the guys have written and described in their description, which is well worth reading.
Wow, very nice. Yeah, so if you go to HugginsandScott.com, that's actually one of the items that'll come up on the main page that you can click on, and it takes you to the auction page where they'll give you some background on it. Brett from Wheaton is on the line. What do you have, Brett? Thanks for the call.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got some Sports Illustrated from Kids, those sheets of cards. Now, are those considered rookie cards for some of these players in college?
Well, who do you have?
Todd Gurley. I have a
guy
from LSU.
I didn't even know that actually they were still making Sports Illustrated for Kids, but there are some of those are pretty valuable. I never have handled them, but I think you have to be careful on how you get them out of there. Have you ever handled anything that's valuable out of one of those, a card from one of those magazines, Bill?
Well, the main one that has surfaced and been highly traded was the Tiger Woods one from years and years ago. That's the one I think people have taken out and gotten graded, and if you get a 9 or a 10, that's when Tiger was at his peak. I want to say these things were going for several hundred or $1,000 or more.
Yeah, so I guess there's potential to what you have with Todd Gurley. He's been really impressive. I mean, now there's, like when Tigers first came out, there wouldn't have been much out there, but like I have on eBay right now a Todd Gurley Topps Chrome rookie autograph numbered to 50 that one of my customers pulled and put on consignment with me. That'll probably go for $300, $400, $500, even depending on how his next couple weeks go. So, you know, people are looking more for that type thing now that if they do have stuff in the card companies like that. But thanks for the call. Now, I had a listener has a 1983 Notre Dame sign program. He stopped by with this, Bill. I think this might be the two of these things might be a good auction item for you, but I wanted to see what you think. He had the 83 program was signed by at the time, all the Notre Dame Heisman winners, plus Creighton Miller, Jerry Faust, and Father Ned Joyce, I think the Joyce Center might have been named after him. The guys at the time, let's see, it was Angelo Bertelli, John Lujack, Leon Hart, John Lattner, Paul Horning, and John Hart all signed on it. And then he said he also has a football signed by the five living Notre Dame Heisman winners, so he included Tim Brown on that one. Do you think either or both of those would be a good auction item for you, Bill?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, maybe together with all the, gosh, you'd have, what, 8 or 10 Heisman Trophy winners. I like that.
Yeah, and you'd have at least one autograph of every Heisman winner from Notre Dame, you know, in that lot. So that'd be a good lot. Pretty neat. It was a real bold signatures on this program, too, with like I told him, I think Jerry Faust, that era, most Notre Dame fans would kind of like to forget, but the rest of the signatures were very nice on it. Okay, we've got Mike from Montgomery on the line. What do you have there, Mike? Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, Tom. I have it's like a Bulls Letterman's jacket. It's made by some guy. I can't remember his name, but it commemorates the Bulls' first three-peat. And it's got, it's leather, has all the patches all over the chest and back of it. The arms are leather. The chest is like, you know, like a Letterman's jacket you'd wear in high school.
Well, was this made for the players, or was it, what was the idea?
No, I believe it was for sale. A gentleman's name is on the jacket. It's a limited edition jacket. I forgot the guy's name, though.
Okay. Yeah, I think unless this was something that was worn on the sidelines or warm-up jackets or whatever, probably not a ton of value, do you think, Bill?
Yeah, no, it's probably one of those jackets that was sold at maybe a sporting goods store or through the mail or something. It probably was a few hundred dollars when you bought it and may still be today if you find somebody who fits that right size and is, you know, interested in buying it.
Yeah, it was my dad's. It's brand new. Has never been worn.
I would think there would be some demand for that. You put it, you know, try putting it on eBay or Craigslist or something like that. You'd probably get somebody who'd be interested in buying that one for you.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, that, I had another guy, an email from Gregory, who had a Logo 7 ink sweater with Brian Piccolo's name on it. But when looking it up, this was something that was produced in the 1990s. It wasn't something that was produced for Brian Piccolo in the 60s. So there's really not, it's just a sweater with a little thing on it. But if you had, what would you think you would have? Like, let's say you had a Brian Piccolo sideline jacket or something, Bill. That would be some big money, huh?
Yeah, what's the sound that we make? The cha-ching thing or whatever?
Yeah, that's right. I think that would be ringing it a few times. Now, Kevin Hefner from Historic Autograph Company, the Casey's Juggernauts product is going to be hitting this week. And then it sounds like you've got the Civil War product will be hitting the end of December after Christmas. Can you give a little background on what's going to be in the Civil War product that you have coming out the end of the month?
Well, what we've done because of the huge influx of emails and people wanting the product was we created two level products. One is the premium box, and premium boxes have the very limited cards graded by Beckett on their registry for the regular set, but every box will contain three of those, but every box will also contain anywhere between one and three autographs or memorabilia redemptions. Autographs include multiples of every person. So if Isaiah Lincoln's in there, there's not one, there's at least two.
Okay.
It has R.E. Lee, U.S. Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, I have 15 autographs for. It has all the major generals on the North, Phil Sheridan, William Tecumseh Sherman, Ambrose Burnside, Joseph Hooker, George McClellan, but also on the South. In the South, we have R.E. Lee, Beauregard, Nathan Bedford Forrest, and we are looking into maybe adding a Stonewall Jackson, but that would be a singular addition because of how expensive Stonewall is. But we have nine different presidents. The only president between Buchanan and McKinley we do not have is Grover Cleveland, because he bought a substitute. He paid a substitute to fight in his stead. All the other presidents were somehow involved with the war, so we included them all.
Wow, that's something else.
Now, and the relics include original long rifles and 1860 Colt revolvers. That would have been, we used items that we could honestly say have a high probability of being used during the war.
Wow, so you have some redemptions in there for actual memorabilia like that.
Absolutely.
Wow. Now, do you have a count, like how many different redemption items there are? Is it like two or three or 20? Or
no, in totality, we have two revolvers. Both are matching number revolvers, which is important to a collector. We have three long rifles. All of those are redemptions. I have six beautifully framed pieces for some of the higher-end end autographs. I saw no reason to rip apart a beautifully framed piece.
Right.
And then I have roughly 50 other items that are redemptions, canteens, saddlebags, cartridges, cartridge holders.
Cool.
True relics that would have been, we have mold holders, bullet mold makers. Those are redemptions because I can't put them in the box. But the majority of the boxes are going to come to you with one to three items inside the box, as well as three cards that are going to be part of the PS, or Beckett. This is actually Beckett graded because it's non-autographed. The cards are not autographed. They're our very first true trading cards. So Historic Autographs now makes a true trading card, which does appear in the Beckett year-end guide.
Is that a 100-card set? How big is the set?
Set is 40 cards base set, and then the high numbers are all short printed.
Okay.
The high numbers include mostly the notables. It includes the presidents and a lot of the Confederate generals. And what we're doing with it, like I said, that's the premium box, has all the high-end stuff. We're also making a set box, which should be quite affordable. And in every set box, you get a complete 40-card set. You get half of the high numbers, either all the odd high numbers or all the even high numbers, or you get an autographed card. So in the set case, there will be 12 boxes.
Half of those boxes will have the even number high numbers. Half of them will have the odd number high numbers. And the last two boxes will have autographs. And those autographs do range from, you know, and remember, we only use generals or people prominent to the war, but it'll range from, like, your common general or a breveted general up to Ulysses S. Grant.
What?
So there's going to be high value in the autographs, although the boxes themselves should be a retail of under $50.
Wow, really? Boy.
This way everybody can get to play.
I'm already thinking, well, if I get this for, well, that's after Christmas, but I could get it where, you know, you could say, okay, this will be coming after Christmas, and then you've got the Casey's Juggernauts, which are coming out this week. That's another great Christmas gift where that's got one Yankee vintage card with the corresponding autograph, and over 40 Mickey Mantle cards with autographs are available in that product. Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra, from the late 40s to 48 through 55 are the years that you can get those.
Exactly.
Right, Kevin? Wow, man,
yes.
You've got some neat stuff coming out this month.
And, Tom, I don't know when I'm going to be on again, but I wanted to get this out real quick. We just finished up our schedule for next year and what we're going to do. And for all you guys in Chicago, you might appreciate this. Our next trading card product, which will be issued similarly to the Civil War product, where you're getting a card set that Historic Autographs has made, married in with autographs and relics. Our product to be released this year at the National in Atlantic City will be called The Mob.
The Mob.
Yes, we're doing a true mob set that has a Chicago subset, and we will be, you know, highlighting or lowlighting, depending on how you look at the mob, both the gangsters and the men that put them away. And in the product, there'll be autographs and redemptions and relics. By relics, it's probably going to be more of the movie props. Like, we have a bunch of stuff from The Sopranos, cast-worn outfits. But we have a slew of autographs, including a bunch of the heads of the five families, John Gotti, Carlo Gambino. We have Mickey Cohen from the West Coast, Elliot Ness, all the great ones.
Very good. So that'll be coming out this summer, then?
Yes.
All right, very good. Thank you to Kevin Hefner from Historic Autograph Company. Now, we're coming to the end here. Bill Huggins, don't forget now, you can check the HugginsandScott.com, the February auction. Items are already up. The bidding begins February 1st, runs through, I believe, February 11th. But you can check items out right now. Lots of great stuff on there already. There's like all kinds of graded cards, memorabilia. There's going to be a ton of great cut signatures and living signatures in there. There's a 1909-11 T206 white border PSA graded card lot of 46 with six Hall of Famers graded PSA 1 through 4. $500 minimum bid on that for somebody who wants to just get started on collecting the tobacco cards, all different years. So check out HugginsandScott.com. It's time now to do the drawing for the prize from Historic Autograph Company. The winner is Bob from Lincolnwood. Now this week, Bob, you have to email tom@tcrowntom.com. That's me, and then I'll be contacting Kevin Hefner for how to get you your prize. And Kevin, thanks for coming on this week. You were great as always. And
thank you very much.
We'll be looking forward to Casey's Juggernauts coming out this week. It'll be in a Triple Crown on Wednesday. Bill Huggins, thanks again. Each week we're on from 7 to 8. And don't forget now, the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller immediately follows our show. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks.